Where am I? What am I doing? Oh, welcome to the locker room. I shit my pants. I approve this message.
We've never tried before.
I was not expecting fucking Sleepy Joe. I just had a coffee in here. You can't do that shit, man. I'm fucking sick.
What the hell are you doing? I hear lights going out because of the storm.
I hope not. Oh, there. Oh shit. Oh, Jesus? Are you here? There you go.
We were going to make fun of Chuck, and he's not even here to make fun of.
Man, he's working
so
on
maybe
it.
Maybe I was just being Marco. Which
hey.
Is fine. We're the ones who are here.
Try to hold it together. I'm getting over this cough right now. I'm telling you. So you got the Venezuelan Barry White.
How are you doing today?
Hello.
Okay. Do you remember
babies.
Nostalgia?
Nostalgia
when you had the sexy had the sexy voice and you'd like explain things, talk to people, be like, give it to him, Margo, and you.
Oh yes. Today we're going to talk to you slowly about it'll be like random shit like how do you make proper guacamole.
We had that girl email Matt because his voice was so sexy and she said and we did the whole Howard Stern thing on the
speaker fucking. Yeah. She immediately became unfanned at us. She was like,
Yeah. Unless she's still listening, in which case, hi. We miss
Hello.
You. Hello.
I remember we got the picture. We're all like, there's no way in hell this chick is going to be like anything. And then we got the picture. We're like, damn, she's actually pretty fucking hot.
So Chuck is not here right now. He is. Marco's a little frozen too. Marco's experiencing some slight problems because there's part of the United States that's being... That God's trying to drown you is what you're saying.
I'm just saying that there's a lot of rain coming through this motherfucker.
Down.
I mean, he's back.
Wait, okay, now let's see. So Chuck
I think he's going to yell that.
Is he?
Oh, he fucking muted us. Fuck. You dick. This shit was good. Can you unmute him?
Oh, I can't unmute him because he chose to mute himself.
Oh, damn it. This shit was good. That was him and his wife like actually like trying to talk it out. And you know me, I'm a cheese Muslim. I'm nosy as fuck. Dog.
This is good content. Hey. I get it. I get your stress. I get it. I understand.
Boys,
you can keep yelling.
No.
Break up.
Oh, you can put away the food, but I can put away if you leave it out. I can leave it out. Just your mind. Why don't you go get dressed?
Listen, I'm just saying. I think the kids are getting two Christmases.
I just restarted it, dude. So it's fine.
I have something for this.
Probably back up. Go make sure. Where's Maddie?
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
I can't watch her.
Wait, is this a kid? Wait. Is this a kid or is this his wife? Hold on.
Wife.
I think so too. Oh yeah, they break it up. Right.
Love you. Then tonight,
yeah, I love you.
Tonight he's gonna be like, "You want to get busy?" He's gonna be like,
"Get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir."
Well, I guess the lag's fixed.
The lag is definitely fixed, man. We were all up in that discussion. We were like, it's like when the two fucking people in the group that are dating each other start fighting in the middle of the club or the middle of the bar. You guys, the rest of us are looking at each other like
record needles.
I fucking muted it at fucking such the worst time. You would have heard her fucking, "What the fuck do you want?"
Where the fuck is Matt? Shelby. Matt.
Man, that's a fucking question, man.
Stuck on set listening to us right now because the producer on his show won't get out of their way and let them shoot the fucking show. So he will be joining us as soon as he can.
Next week.
Austin,
hey,
Austin believes Chuck is going to get smacked to shit later.
If she was, if she was Puerto Rican, you know what I'm saying? She was Puerto Rican, then oh, yeah.
If she's Puerto Rican, oh, yeah, we'd see a chancla come into frame right now.
I wouldn't have said shit. Yeah. I'd be like, No, she's Jew. She's just fucking like, she has a temper sometimes.
She's gonna plot financially against you. That's what she's gonna do.
Jewish mafia.
Dude,
she's... Oh, the fucking the JDL, the Jewish Defense League.
Yeah,
that's a thing. They be out there.
Anyway, so we're gonna press on. So I wanted to. We've got a couple of things to talk about tonight. There's lots of shit going on in the world, but I wanted to check in with you guys. Are you feeling less tired than you were last week?
Me?
Yes.
No, this ship is coming down. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. And last week I wasn't sick. This week I had the fucking kids all day long. I had to help Jules has a catering gig again tomorrow morning, so I was helping her. I made dinner. I made a crab boil, by the way, guys. I made a Louisiana style crab boil. Ooh. Fantastic. Yeah.
Did you use a two-step? Cajun two-step?
I didn't get his stuff, but I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here. There's so many different brands of...
Listen here, Kuyong. You got to use that Cajun two-step fire, okay?
Onion.
Put it on cracker.
Hey, I did put some onion in there, though.
Some onion.
I did some onions in there. Got them some crabs. Got some shrimp. Not shrimp, but scrimp.
Scrimp.
Yep.
So,
the answer is questions. And I'm sick, and I'm getting over being sick. What's up, fuckface? This plane is coming down hard. So y'all got me for like half an hour before I turned into a zombie. Let's go. Let's do this.
So what the hell is going on the university campuses? Wait, well, hold on. Let me start this again. Welcome to the locker room. I'm Tom.
I'm Chuck.
Oh, that was so... That was so joyful. Let's try this again. Welcome to the locker room. I'm Tom.
I'm Chuck.
Oh, was and that a delay?
There was a pause for...
Oh, for Matt?
For Matt. Okay. Yeah.
Like a moment of silence?
Moment of silence for him?
Oh, I get you. No. That's actually better.
Anyway. And then Marco is here, too.
The Venezuelan Barry White. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Since
I was dealing with all that fucking bullshit prior to the lag, did you ever get the AI sent? Did you play it?
Yeah, we played it.
We did, dude. We came on live and I almost couldn't fucking hold it. I had a coughing fit because I was laughing.
Am I doing? Oh, welcome to the locker room. I shit my pants. I approve this message.
There you go. I played
so good. That's just so good. Well, that motherfucker's like what? Like he's like 90, right? Is he 90?
He's pushing it. He's pushing.
He's a fucking zombie.
He's a fucking goon.
Did you hear what Tucker Carlson had to say about him?
What?
Tucker Carlson said what?
I believe it was Tucker Carlson. He says he knows people on the staff that are like, we have to give this fucker uppers in the morning just to get him going.
Yeah.
And at night, to put him to bed, we have to give him fucking downers. And there are times where he'll just be wandering in his fucking chonies.
He's Elvis, dude.
Around the White House, not knowing what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me. Hey, have y'all seen Fallout?
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude. Love me some Fallout. I haven't finished it yet, so.
It's good. No, we won't spoil anything. But listen, at the end, it's real fucked up, dog. It gets real.
I like it. I'm glad they're doing season two.
Chuck, did you finish the season?
Oh yeah.
Bro, the last like 30 minutes, Tom, like the last 30 minutes, bro. You're like, damn, dude. Heard.
Well,
oh, yeah, damn, it's good. It comes together.
I'm not afraid.
I was sad.
You know what happened?
I was sad that there was only 8 episodes.
I mean, that's all of them though. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what they're all doing. Mandalorian and all of them.
But it should go 10. Going around. Go
8 to 10.
God, dude.
Shogun was 8, right? No, Shogun was 8 or 9. I think it was 8.
I'm about to start me some Shogun as soon as I finish.
I can't believe you haven't done it yet, man. You dig it the most.
Yeah. So
I fucking
What? Go ahead.
I need to start it. I can't watch that night because I might pass out reading.
Shogun?
I'm going to have to wait until I get done with like all this cram-packed schooling in the next 2 months. That way I actually have time during the day to watch it.
Right.
So I can watch it during the daytime and be fully awake for it.
Well, we have a lot of interesting things going on in the world. First of all, I'm trying to find the NFL player who said it, but this NFL player was like, I like Trump. I'm voting for Trump. I'm not voting for Joe Biden. I've seen him shit himself on stage. And I don't disagree. I would be willing to bet he has seen Joe Biden shit himself.
Fuck, dude. Well, fuck, it's a skeleton at this point. Just okay, the roast of Tom Brady? A chance?
No. Just all the clips.
I heard it's amazing.
It's good. I mean, there's a couple things that I learned. But the most important thing is that Tom Brady has no sense of humor. That motherfucker's a robot. Yeah, even fucking, you know, I haven't got to his, you know, his closer. You know how you get to, you know, the person, the person who's getting roasted.
Which was written by somebody besides Tom Brady. They never wrote.
100%. But let me tell you, like, that all the way through, like, when people are busting on each other, he's just got this, like, this look like this. This kind of half smile, like, I should be laughing. Should I be laughing? Should I not laughing? Yeah, that motherfucker's, yeah.
Right.
Maybe he's just trying to like take it all in, you know?
I don't know, dude. There comes a point in time where just like, bro, that shit was funny. Like, how are you not laughing at that? It wasn't even at you. It was at somebody else, and you know. But it was good. Fucking Kim K got fucking booed.
Yeah, that's what
booed.
Was just saying.
Yeah, and Kim Kardashian got booed to shit. But they just let you know, it was live, and on the live stream, you hear all the and you saw the booing. On the Netflix now, like when you go replay it, they cut it out. They cut all that shit out.
Really?
Yeah. They cut it out. You don't even hear it. But yeah, you can find like,
what did she say?
It's not what she said. It's people that don't fucking like her.
Because she's a prostitute.
She screwed her way into fame. So,
I mean, yeah.
Her mom's a pimp.
100%.
Let's see. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Let's do this. If we're going to do it, let's do it right. Here we go. Okay. I didn't see this, so I'm going to share this with you guys.
Why do you look like a gay Tom Brady?
Sometimes you got to coach. Who else they coach? Giselle. She that karate man. 8 karate crafts a day, and she's still a white belt. The only bruises she has.
Do you know that every morning Kevin wakes up at 4 a.m. to make a movie?
I love your movies, or as I call them, short films. You have 7 rings.
She was fired.
Tom also lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, me no, that not real money. Like,
Bert Kreischer is a king. He looks like if the Tiger King and the Liver King only ate Burger King and had a liver that looked like Martin Luther King got beat up by Rodney King.
High cheekbones, silky hair. You remind me too much of my stepdad now.
Kim was terrified to be here tonight. Not because of this, but because her kids are home with their dad.
There were some, you guys got to watch it. There were some jabs. I mean, there was like, you know, obviously the roast is supposed to be like, you know, the roast, right? No, there was some fucking straight jabs. Yeah, some people have been holding some shit back for a while. Michael sounds.
Sinusy.
Oh, no. Oh yeah. I guess you missed the intro. Yeah, baby. No, I'm a little under the weather. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little sick. You guys are feeling very white tonight.
Let's see. My mom is looking for the photo of me playing as a kid in the police chief's. I said, "Oh yeah, all right, cool. Yeah, I'd love to see it." Slow PD. It's on the ground. Okay, so here's the new headline. See if you guys. See if you guys give a shit about this, right? So. Y'all know.
I mean, probably won't.
What happened with Tom Brady and
Jiu-Jitsu black belt?
Well, so she cheated on Tom Brady, and they got a divorce, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she cheated on him?
Yeah, with her Jiu-Jitsu instructor.
I didn't know that.
It's such a like trope. Like she cheated with her. It might as well have been her Pilates instructor or the pool boy. Like, it's so stereotypical to cheat with your fucking karate instructor.
Hey, listen, how many times do you think she tried to tell him that it was just a guard? Hey, I was just pulling guard.
Right, okay, right.
Baby. Naked right. With my pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So, choke here him. We go.
Choke that dick out. Choke that dick out.
It was a triangle choke.
I would have never. I'm just saying, you know, I would have never tapped. You know what I'm saying? I would have just gone out.
Oh, wait. Team Curtis says, she said, Tom put the jizz in Giselle.
After Leo.
DeRose are not too much for, I mean, these people make so much money. I go back to like the Dean Martin celebrity roast with Don Rickles. Don Rickles could rip somebody. Oh, yeah. Nobody's business, right? Like, those were the days when you could still make racial jokes. And Don Rickles was vicious. Giselle Bundchen. This is the quote from Giselle. Well, this is the article. It says Giselle Bundchen is deeply disappointed by irresponsible jokes about marriage to Tom Brady in Netflix roast.
Is that what you're worried about? That's what you're worried about.
Giselle Bundchen is, quote, disappointed by the jokes made regarding her previous marriage during the Super Bowl champions Netflix roast. Source tells People that Model 43 is deeply disappointed by the disrespectful portrayal of her family on set. I'm sure he was deeply disappointed in the fact that you took your karate instructor's dick 8 times.
I'm saying.
Handle one roast.
Yeah, right?
I mean,
and they were bashing on him because she cheated on him, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. they never said that. They never really said much about her except for, like, you know, busting on him because he got cheated on. That's about as far as that shit went. They actually didn't really talk shit about her. So
they don't, the girls, okay, this is the thing with women when they cheat. They don't like it when the fucking truth comes out because it makes them look like a piece of shit, because men are supposed to be the ones who cheat on the women, right? That's like what society has told us. And when women go out and they're the ones who fucking
turns out
sling their pussy age. Out.
Sling.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Hey, Slinging Pussy is the new single by Lesbian Butt Bongo.
They're playing the side stage at Coachella.
Yeah, they're opening. Insane, they're opening the side stage at Coachella this year. Yeah, fantastic.
She inherited like 800 mil. Team Curtis says, and yes, she will definitely be okay. I think she'll get over it.
She'll be all right.
Care?
Yeah, she'll be all right.
L. Bundchen has to say about when you cheat on your husband. I don't really care what you have to say. It's just same thing. If you cheat on your wife, I don't really care. Like, no, I'm like, you know, like there was a headline on Lad Bible. If you guys ever follow them, it says woman had sex with 300 people in a year, says it's not fair that she gets judged.
You may not get judged, but we'll call you a porn star. You will get a title.
I mean, she wasn't doing it on camera. So I think that's just a
whore.
Oh,
that's just a 304.
That's just easy. Straight 304.
Wait, how many dicks in a year?
300.
Was that the one that was trying to hit 364 when having sex once a day?
A dick a day. We'll keep the doctor away.
But that's impossible because you can't, because you have fucking periods. You can't do that. What if you have diarrhea?
Motherfuckers don't care.
If you don't.
Motherfuckers out there don't care. Don't scratch your nose up.
No, fuck that.
You've never fucked a chick on a period? Chuck, I'm not saying going down on them. I'm not saying getting your Red Wings. I'm not saying coming up like a glazed donut. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying snorkeling. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying like Slimer from fucking Ghostbusters. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying any of that.
Not like Carrie.
You know, have the Carrie moment. We just completely like
covered in blood.
You're just covered in fucking blood. I'm not saying Texas Chainsaw Massacre status. That's not what I'm saying at all.
You're not going to look like a boxer who got punched in the face by Mike Tyson.
Right. Yeah. Listen. Yeah. I'm not saying any of that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some dudes out there. They're fucking disgusting and dirty and nasty, sick fucks.
Wait.
Okay?
Wait. But again, I'm not saying getting your Red Wings, man. I'm not saying like coming up here and be like, why am I covered with goo? Look, I'm just saying if the chick's on her period, you want to stick it? You want to stick your dick down?
No.
You're not. Really? You're not putting a towel down first, and then, you know what I'm saying, and then laying down.
What the fuck? And you want to get all sticky? ugh, smelly. You smell like iron and shit. And fucking, you know it's blood. You can smell it.
Well, I mean, that's why you, well, hold on a second. That's why you got to be smart about it, bro. You got to do like missionary, you know what I'm saying? You can't be like, you can't like do doggy style. You got to put like, the, you know, the waffle.
And right when you're pumping, your you're wafting all that fucking blood smell up into your face. You're just like,
listen, you, what you got to do, you little, hold on a second, man. You got to hit that thing like, no. You got to, hold on. You got to pile drive that motherfucker. You got to get on top of it. You know what I'm saying? You got to get on top of that motherfucker. Have the legs over your shoulders and come in a thrust straight down motion, buddy. I'm not saying
I can't
Lord,
do that with
Lord eyes. Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Come on, man.
I fucking hurt her, dude. She gets she doesn't.
They don't know what they say.
All right. No, I do know what to say. I do. I fucking look. I wrote that shit.
Dude, drive it so hard where when you pull out at Queefs and it goes. Oh, spits all the blood out.
Listen, yeah, I'm down with that. I'm down with the blood splatter. I'm down with the fucking murder scene behind, you know, behind that I clean up later.
Dude, look, that's disgusting.
Look, that is part of Marco's book, The Karma Sutra 2, Return to the G Spot. You know what I'm saying? It's available on Amazon and all platforms. You know what I'm saying? Glazed donut. I'm just saying, glazed donut.
A jelly donut.
More like you fucking murdered a jelly donut and ripped it to pieces.
Thank you.
And it's fucking...
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you. What is the point of having a sword if you're not willing to get a little. Little blood out, you know what I'm saying?
Now here's to add to that. Shayana Jenkins is Aaron Hernandez's ex-fiance. She is also disgusted by jokes made about Aaron Hernandez at the roast.
Wait, wasn't that dude gay?
Tom Brady. No, he was a murderer.
I know, but I thought he was also gay too.
I mean, he may have been.
I don't know. I thought I heard it somewhere. Like maybe
she says her daughter will hear what was said about her father. First of all, bitch, don't let her watch.
Oh, this. That's what you're worried about.
Right.
That's what you're worried about her hearing. That's what you're worried about.
And ruin the image of someone she saw as her hero. Quote, it's sad that I'm trying to raise my children in such a cruel world. Your husband was on the down low and murdered people. And then hung himself in prison, in jail. Like, come on now. Come on now.
I mean, come on, man. It's just the one thing that we know. Motherfuckers be trying to blame everybody else for their bullshit, you know? Come on. We know that.
Yeah.
That's not defamation
if it's fucking true, dude. So.
Did you say defecation? No, I'm not into that, dog. Not into that. The red, yes. The brown, no. No, homie. No brown. Even though there was this one time where this was no, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding, Chuck.
It's happened to the best of us. Okay, let's not go there.
Chuck, would you plug it?
You'd be like, no.
You get back in there.
I'm not going back in.
Okay.
It's all sticky. Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Sorry. Derailed.
I just found it extremely. I guess comical is the only way to say it, that these women, probably. Like one woman cheated on her husband and got an $800 million divorce. And she's pissed that a bunch of celebrities are roasting her ex-husband for marrying a supermodel that cheated on her. And the other one, her husband or boyfriend or whatever the hell he was,
straight murdered people.
And she's worried that her child is not going to see him as a hero anymore. Yeah. Like, what world are you living in? Right?
Do you guys think that if a woman cheats on a man and the man divorces that person, they should be automatically, like, disqualified from getting any type of support?
I think if in the case where you're a fucking supermodel and you got money coming in, I think you'll be all right. I think you don't. I don't think you should get shit.
I mean,
I don't think anybody should get shit.
They do that.
Prenup.
Yeah, right.
Here's one that I thought I would share on this very topic. This was a tweet, and I won't say who, but it's because it's nobody famous. I don't think, unless it is, and then I don't give a shit. Right. Just saw an interesting theory shared by a divorce lawyer. Quote, men don't file for divorce or leave a long-term relationship unless they already have someone else lined up. 70% of divorces are initiated by women, and they will end a relationship and be alone. men won't do this. That sounds correct.
No, fuck that. I did it.
No, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen.
Well, he's also starting with 70%. I believe started off with, right? Was it right. Every man who gets
divorced. 70% of divorces are initiated by women. Do you think that's true? 70% of divorces are initiated by women?
I mean, probably.
I mean, here's the thing: is when you talk about initiated, it couldn't have not started. We're talking about the initiation of the actual divorce. I'm done. I'm filing. You know, saying I'm hitting you with papers.
I think it's because most men try to make that shit work, or they stick around and suck it up just for their kids, and they eat shit sandwiches for a very long time until they're fucking fed up, and then that's when they finally. You know, they've had enough and they're like, fuck it, I'm doing the divorce. Because I think men have a more of a protective instinct regardless. And I think that they will stick around even if their old lady has cheated on them. And they'll do it, but the opposite way, if it happens once, I think they're more prone to saying,
so it is true. 70%, I just looked it up. This is a divorce lawyer has the statistics and the study on their site. 70% of divorces are initiated by women. And one of the first reasons they cite, women are more likely to feel held back by marriage. Okay. I mean,
you do young.
I don't know, man. It just seems.
It's a lot of very
my
good.
Ex, my ex threw that at me, awesome. So that's definitely fucking true.
What did she tell you?
That I was holding her back and shit like that.
Sure.
There's a bunch of that bullshit.
Mm.
I mean, she cheated on me 3 times, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, I mean, apparently you were not holding her back because apparently she was getting dick somewhere else. No,
that's. No, but I think that was the reason why she did it in the first place, because she felt I was holding her back. And so that tracks. That makes a lot of fucking sense.
Interesting. I mean, fucked up, but interesting.
Very fucked up.
I don't know how to deal with that because I honestly don't. Like, I committed, my wife and I talked about this. We've been through tough times like every marriage, but right. we were very much like, divorce is like antithetical to everything. Like we have to figure out a way to get through it, right?
Nope.
And what?
Nope.
No, I'm just saying what my wife and I decided early on in our marriage.
No, I'm saying me.
Yes.
Nope. Divorce is always on the table.
See, to me, like, divorce is only on the table for certain things, right?
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah, there's yes, everyone has deal breakers. Before anybody in the podcast starts, you know, start erasing the fucking text messages and the emails, talking about, like, no, I would never. No, bitch. That's like saying, like, I never masturbate. You're a fucking liar. You know what I'm saying? Everyone fucking whacks it off, right? Look, everyone has their breaking point. Everyone has their bugaboo. Everyone has their one thing. Like, I told my wife, the only girl I ever dated with, that there is no greater disrespect than cheating. You cheat, we're done. There's no coming back from that. Done. There's no conversation needed. Just cough
and
it up.
My wife and I are at a point in our marriage where we had a conversation the other day, and I don't even remember what brought it up. We were talking about some people we know that had dealt with some, their marriages breaking up. There was some infidelity, blah, blah, blah.
Infidelity, blah. Sure.
And we were kind of talking about how, you know, through the years we've you know, gone through this or gone through that or this and that and the other thing. And we were talking about some of these friends that have cheated. And we were both kind of like, you know, like, we've been together for so long. Unless it was like an actual affair that was ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I think that's different than if you went out one night and slept with somebody, right?
Yeah, well, because it hits
especially after 20 something. I mean, I've been with her 22 years, 25 years together, 22 years married, and like, I don't know. I think at this point, I don't know that I would let it all get. Well, first of all, I've never met a woman who's worth half my shit, so I wouldn't cheat, right? Like,
right.
If I'm at the point where I want to sleep with somebody besides my wife, my marriage is probably over.
Right.
That's who I am, right?
Right. Yeah.
I think the same way. But you know, I think that would be me if I was looking at stepping out of my wife, my marriage is probably over, already dead at that point. Right. I should have done some work before I felt like I should you know, step out on my wife. I think, you know, that's the whole, yeah.
I think a lot of dudes who do that though, like who have like indiscretion, I think a lot of it's like a drunken night where they fucking do something stupid and they let their inhibitions get the best of them, or not being able to control themselves because they're too fucked up. And I think that's when a lot of that type of shit happens. But I think when you have a relationship that with someone and you're actively doing it and it's not drunk and you are sober and you're making the conscious decision time and time and time again to step out and cheat,
right.
I think it hits a lot different and it's a lot harder to come back from that than the former because, you know, it's like I fucked up one time. It's like you didn't just fuck up, dude. Like you had a relationship and you made the conscious decision over and over, and over and over again to do X,
there was, Y, Z. There was more effort. It wasn't like it wasn't a
right.
I had a one. I understand what you're saying. It wasn't a one time of like I had a we were going through some. I was depressed, under pressure with work and kids. You know, saying money, stress. I made one bad decision. I know what you're saying. There's a lot more involved. Is he on the phone? That motherfucker on the phone.
He's
that motherfucker's on the phone. He's on the phone. That motherfucker's on the phone. I'm in the middle of a fucking speech. That motherfucker's on the phone. Shit.
I am sorry. That was my daughter. She's at practice. Oh. I had to answer the phone. I can't just ghost her.
All
sorry. Right. I was listening, though. Right. I was listening. Right. I was listening to you.
That's okay, so MJV wants to know what's worse, talking to someone and trading pictures or having sex with them.
I mean, you're there.
I mean,
I, if you're talking to somebody and trading pictures, then you're more. Well, I think it's more involved. I think it's
trading,
more, involved, yes. more planned.
Involved. Trading, yes. I know people who have received I mean, Matt at one point in his life received, and it was he was not married at the time, but right. He received unsolicited pictures from an ex via email, and
was it Doggy Door?
Yeah,
that doesn't surprise me.
It was Doggy Door.
That tracks though. That tracks, right. Bro. Doesn't surprise me.
And here's the thing. Like, if he had been married at the time,
inappropriate.
And his wife had gone through his emails and seen them.
Right. Like,
that could, but see.
Yeah, but we would, if Matt would, knowing the situation and knowing Doggy Door, I literally would have reached out to his wife and be like, I know that we barely know each other, but.
You're like, girl.
I feel like I can be. Yeah, I can. Let me bring you up to speed.
Yeah, this one's not on him.
We were there. It's not on him. There's some people that are stage five. This is a stage five.
Yeah. Well, and that's easier to like, as long as you're honest, you're like, hey, someone just did X, Y, and Z. This is, I'll show them to you if you want to see them. I just got this email. I fucking popped it open. This is what I saw. I immediately clicked out, but I don't want to delete it until I tell you about it so that if you want to go see, you know that I'm not fucking lying, but I'd prefer just to delete it. So and you be completely 100% honest and open. It's more trustworthy to believe that than trying to fucking delete it and then it resurfacing later and like, why'd you fucking hide it? Because now there's that level of distrust.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think, yeah, there's so much to unpack there. Pablo, you were going to marry someone and you gave her money to save and she used that money to marry another guy.
Oh, fuck.
Whoa, Pablo.
Married men have affairs when things are fine. Women have. Yeah, well, that seems okay. I don't have any evidence to back that up, but
I mean, it seems like it tracks.
That seems like it tracks.
Men have testosterone and they have sex hormones that sometimes go well beyond the limits. And a lot of the times, dudes just act on them without fucking thinking because they're fucking Cro-Magnon men, you know.
Ooh. Well, as more and more women become real,
yeah,
hoflation becomes a real factor. Have you guys heard of
hoflation? Did you say hoflation?
Yeah. Hoflation. So you have inflation, right?
Right.
Yeah, inflation. We know what inflation is.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows,
especially right now. We all motherfucking know what inflation is. There's also shrinkflation. Do we know what shrinkflation is?
Unfortunately,
when it's cold out and you go in the water.
No. This is when Chips Ahoy changing the size of the damn Chips Ahoy cookies in the package, and they reduce the cookie size by 20%, but they still charge you for the same cookie, and they don't tell you they made the cookie smaller.
All the motherfuckers did that. You know who I caught it with? It's goldfish. My son loves goldfish. Uh-huh. And the big giant box got it 20% smaller, but they were charging the same amount.
Yeah.
My wife didn't believe me until we found an old box. in the garage that we forgot to bring in after grocery shopping. Uh-huh. And I was like, check this out. Boom. Side by side.
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead. Hoflation.
Hoflation is a new concept. And I ran across this the other day as I was going through, obviously, the single mother's world where I find you guys all these great profiles. Hoflation.
Candidates. We'll call them candidates.
Candidates, sure. Yeah. As you like. Hoflation is a term which describes the increase in cost that men have to pay for lower value women. This is reflected through higher prices in terms of having to spend more money on women, having to have personality, physique, etc. Women have lost all their value as they are nothing but 304s who have sex with everyone. They can't cook and they don't know how to be good wives, but we still got to spend more money to make them happy. Ladies and gentlemen, new economic inflation.
That's fucking trickle down economics if I ever heard it, you know?
Preach.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Death punch. The Death Punch is finally catching a live show. Sick.
All right. Hey. Yeah. Welcome in, buddy. Welcome in.
Yeah. Hoflation. Let's see. Five times more work, five times less woman. Yeah. Hoflation.
Yeah, true.
I mean, five times less woman or three times more women, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? You got the tortas out there.
Probably some of those women have more penis than him.
If you're in California, yes.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not dating in a world where I have to ask penis. Sorry. It's just
where you have to cup check and you're like, oof, sorry.
Fucking Crocodile Dundee style.
Yeah. Dude, yeah.
Hey, nice to meet you. Just, you know, go down and grab a cup.
That was such beyond its time. It was amazing. I love
it. Oh, it was ahead of its time.
Oh,
yeah, so fucking relevant now.
That's a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so here's a perfect example of things that are hoflation. Like this is
things that make you go home.
Matthew. Okay, Matthew, why is divorce so expensive? My answer is because it's worth it.
I mean, anything that's worthwhile, you got to go through, you know, you got to pay for. So,
yeah. So before I tell you this hoflation thing, my father divorced his second wife. And Marco knows how terrible this woman was. Marco knows. I'm not saying we had a plan to kill this woman, but I'm not saying we didn't.
I'm not saying that we didn't plan to piss on her grave if she had gone out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. she was a terrible, terrible person. What? Mm-hmm.
Sounds like my stepmom.
Yeah, it was my first stepmom.
My stepmom.
My second stepmom was cool as shit. My first stepmom was terrible. She, oh my God, dude, my dad divorced her. When he divorced her, they made a deal. You know, you make how much money I'm going to give you a month. This is what you're going to get out of the house. This is blah, blah, blah. They made the deal. She agreed to it in principle. He sent the paperwork over. She sent the paperwork back after back and forth. Then finally they agreed to the deal. He kept giving her more and more and more and more. And when he sent the final paperwork over, she goes, her lawyer sends it back, says, no, we want more. And he went, all right, fine. You know what? Forget it. We're going to court. So they went in front of a judge. And the judge looked at the deals that my dad had offered and offered and offered and offered and offered. And then he basically says, ma'am, you're greedy. And he gave her less than what my dad had agreed to give her. Had she just
signed it. Fuck yeah, dude.
That's legit.
Then cut to my dad had to pay her alimony for like 8 years. And it was like $2,500 a month, and this was in the late 90s, early.
That's
this
a
was
lot
like
of money.
1997 to 2000.
A lot of money for back then.
$2,500 a month.
Right? I remember you telling me that. I was like, God damn, that's a lot of fucking money.
And so I was there. I was there one night, and I was living with my dad, getting ready to go to the police academy, and he was writing out a check to her. And I said, doesn't that just suck? Does that just make you angry? And he goes, son, if this is the price I have to pay every month to be rid of her, it's worth every penny. So,
I mean, he's not wrong.
It still stings, though. It still fucking stings.
It does. Yeah, for sure.
This is a legit social media message that I pulled down for this very topic. It says, all right. and I, I'm the, the, I'll put it up on the screen so you guys know it's real. The name is blacked out or whatever. But I just thought I would show you guys. I'm not making this shit up.
Okay.
It says, I shamelessly tricked my husband into sex one time to cover up the evidence that I had let another man finish inside me previously. He still doesn't know and just thought I was extra wet after coming back from girls' night out. Laughing emoji, hashtag not sorry.
It just shows how much of a piece of shit you are. That just literally shows
double stuff, bro.
Yeah, that just literally shows how much of a disrespectful, you know.
That's the 304.
How fucked up is that, dude? That's so fucked up. Seems like some bullshit my ex would have done, dude.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So, Team Curtis says that gives Chuck a chub.
No, that upsets me. That angers me into like
the my double core, stuff,
dude. We call it that to your fucking man, dude. Like, how disrespectful is that?
It's called a cannoli.
It's just, yeah, it's fucking disgusting. Fucking sorry. Dipping your tip in the cream and then creaming in it more.
Yeah, it's called a cannoli.
I can't. Don't do that. That's not nice. That's not kind. I almost sprayed my computer with drink out of my mouth.
I'm just saying.
Someone sprayed it too, yeah.
Okay.
Multiple times.
Are we going to talk about the colleges?
Let's go to the college. I was trying to, you know, in all honesty, I went down the rabbit hole and, you know, brought up Tom Brady and all this other shit. I thought Matt would have been here by now to jump into this because I know he has some shit to say, but fuck him. Let's just move forward.
Fuck him.
Because fuck him.
Yeah. So that was, when I saw that one, I was disgusted by it. But the colleges. Ladies and gentlemen,
colleges
are going off the chain right now. And I don't, if you guys want to chime in the comments, which college do you think is handling it the best and which college is handling it the worst? Chuck,
Chuck's just laughing.
What's the deal? So UCLA is actually, offering a shitload of overtime. They want to contract with police to now have cops on campus. This is like defund the police headquarters. This is like liberal. Like UCLA is not a conservative university by any stretch of the imagination. Turns out they just realized.
Well, you know, you have in a liberal Los Angeles, you have UCLA is surrounded by two major areas. You have Beverly Hills PD, and then you have LAPD, and then you have the county, which parts of sheriffs and shit like that. And you constantly give in to these fucking kids and allow them to speak, you know, out their ass and do dumb shit like this on campus. And then you wonder what the fuck's going on when they're occupying the fucking lawns, setting up fucking tents and cages and caging themselves in and basically setting up like a fucking a zone where they can do whatever the fuck they want. And
yeah, they're like setting up Chaz or CHOP or whatever the shit.
Exactly in Seattle. It's crazy, you know. And they can't. Campus security can't do shit. They can fucking. Hey, can you guys please leave? Fuck you. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, declare a fucking unlawful assembly and go in and arrest every swinging dick and fucking vagina out there and. And not just take them to offsite area.
Chuck. Hey, Chuck. What? Unfortunately, they're all swinging dicks.
Yeah, dude. Nowadays, fucking 2024. But here's the thing: there's zero consequences for actions. Even when we saw in 2020 with the riots, there was very few people going to jail. They were getting arrested and they were being put in vans and still or in jail buses and stuff like that. Right. They were being taken and they were being released to guard.
Okay.
You're never going to jail.
Were they even processed, or they're just like in and out kind of?
No, it's on recognizance, so they get processed in a field jail.
Okay,
yeah, gotcha. And they get them over to the other side. Oh, gotcha. Give them a ticket, let them go.
Yeah,
hauled off anywhere.
Well, that and because they were going to overcrowd the fucking jail system, but you have to understand that if you don't have consequences for your actions, the second time it's going to happen, it's going to be worse.
You know what? I was set up a fucking processing center for them with buses in the furthest out fucking precinct. In the fucking district. So if LAPD has coverage in Castaic or fucking like Palmdale, fucking ship them the fuck out there, process them in the fucking in a parking lot, and I'm like, all right, cool, you're good to go.
I love fuck, when they take
them all the fucking way down to Kern. Take them all the way fucking down to Kern. You know, saying all the fucking way out there, and just be like, all right, cool. All right, thank you. So we got your information. We got it. So the DA will be in contact with you if they're going to press charges. You know, if they're going to proceed this any further. How do I get back? How'd you get to the campus to begin with?
Yeah,
you're good to go. We're releasing you in the county later.
Right.
Bye.
Honestly, what they should do is they should just open up NCCF, Twin Towers, MDC, jail for LAPD. They should open up like all the different jail facilities in different cities and just fucking pack those motherfuckers full of people. Just ship them all around and say, fuck it. You're going to spend the night until you go to see a judge, or the week until you go to see a judge.
Oh, man. I'm saying at least take them to processing in those fucking, you know, those processing fucking rooms, like standing fucking, you know,
like there's not enough, motherfucker. The infrastructure's not there. And unfortunately, it's a big problem. It's going to be plague the city. And I don't think California is doing it correctly. I think they're the behind the curve. And you go to a place like fucking Georgia when they're straight spearing motherfuckers.
I'm sorry.
Did you say spearing?
Here's how Georgia.
Yeah.
There you go.
Boom.
Here.
Oh, shit.
He got picked up in the draft, bro.
Boom!
That dude's a fucking Marine. I guarantee dude's a Marine.
It's like, can you play it one more time? Can I get that one more time? You're
hurting me. That's him too. Look how his shirt doesn't move.
Love it.
That dude's a Marine. I guarantee it.
Look at it. He did not. Wait, you want to see the slow mo of that one again?
Yeah. Damn.
Blood out.
Boom.
Now, here's the thing. The cops at certain campuses were not able to things because you get campuses like UCLA where they're still a little more touchy-feely.
Hey, sorry. That guy's my fucking hero, dude. I'm replaying that shit in my head. I'm like literally like, just stop, like,
I can only get so erect.
Oh my god! No, I'm just replaying that fucking thing in slow motion in my fucking head. I'm just like seeing him just dip down and fucking.
Oh yeah. My god! Just,
and he's just coming in, ducking down, and just that's it.
And his name is John Cena. If you ever want to see it again, go to the Instagram page and just go look at it.
Oh, we have
it on replay.
All right, that's good.
Yeah. Okay, so here you go. This one is one of my favorites. This is when this is how it was handled by some students at UCLA, boys. Students. See, here we go. Okay, yeah, students at UCLA.
Love it. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Does that sound like Elvis Presley movie?
4:30 in the morning.
Wake up, commies! Wake up! Wake up!
I mean, love how that was handled.
Love it.
Did you see the frat boys in Texas, where they ripped down the fucking flag, and then they put up the American flag?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not fucking with this fucking place. Like, that's awesome.
No. Is that where the flag show went down? Was here in Texas?
With the frat boys who ripped down the fucking Palestinian flag and threw up the American flag?
Yeah. That makes sense.
By the way, Curtis wants to point out that all the protesters' tents are the same make, model, and color. Almost like somebody went out and bought tents.
I have an answer. I have an answer to that. If you actually look up online, it's like the cheapest selling tent right now.
Yeah, that's why the guy who organized all this shit went and bought that one because
George Soros.
So here's the thing. We know for a fact, we know 100% for a fact, and I can tell you how I know, that because here locally, we got a call when the Antifa shit was going on. People had set out pallets of bricks Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that happened in L.A.
It happened in L.A. There's pictures and videos taken famously on Ventura Boulevard, and people this is a setup. Don't fall for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, why did they have the Home Depot delivery style trucks dropping like actual pallets of bricks and rocks?
It's Team Curtis, same guy that dropped off all the bricks. Exactly. Yeah.
And you know what the crazy thing is? You know how many calls I went to regarding those bricks?
How many? I don't know.
To secure them?
Five? Three?
Seven. It was a lot of calls coming in, and they were all up and down areas of avenues, and we were able to secure them, and the protest didn't go that way. So, but they were fucking just dropping them, in all these different areas.
Yep. Now, Marco sent this one in. I'm gonna share this one with you guys. This is the reasons for the college protests.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Marco sent this one. This is pretty classic here.
So the main reason that we're protesting today has to do with the fact that nobody has ever invited us to any keggers on or off campus. We've never been invited to any parties. We've never even been looked at by any men. I mean, I used to be into men, but then I decided that it would be easier to be non-binary. So these are the main reasons that we are against Israel. It is also really frustrating that many of the Jewish students at the school seem to have large friend groups and are able to meet people and have fun and have a good time. And we just see that as colonialism at play. So without colonialism, we would be able to level the playing field and make sure that students like us would be the center of attention as opposed to popular people.
I feel like that's more true than you know. I know that's a spook and everything, but I feel like that's true.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I feel like there's some truth in that.
There is a video of one of the protesters being asked, she's a college age girl, and she's like, they're like, what are you protesting? And like, we're protesting, wait. Hold on. Why are we protesting? And she turns and looks
to her friend. Yeah. Yep. I saw.
Yep. Yep.
It's oh my God.
And her friend couldn't answer either.
I did see Cuomo not apologizing for shaming vax hesitant patriots. The world's just going to shit. Can we? Okay. But I want to give you guys hope. I want to give you guys hope. Before we close out, I've got a couple things. First of all, I want to talk about how Ronald Reagan handled this back in the day. Because this is not the first rodeo. There was protests at Berkeley back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And I know politicians are still shitty and Ronald Reagan still did shady shit. I get it. But
they all did. They all do.
This is not wrong.
Mm-hmm. Those people told you for days in advance that if the university sought to go ahead with that construction
at Berkeley,
they were going to physically destroy the university. Now, why did you
negotiate many times?
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is?
University is a public institution.
That's right. But the university,
its own community, and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
Mic drop.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie, mic drop. Because he was right. You don't get to choose, you know, I mean, to a certain extent, like if your state makes pot illegal and you choose to smoke pot, like, okay, if you're not out there getting stoned and driving around, okay, fine. But when it comes to public institutions and that kind of shit, no, you don't get to pick and choose. You just do your shit.
Yep.
Well, so I thought we would all, I wanted to, again, make you guys feel better about some of these things. So I'm going to share this video with you because I don't know if you guys have seen it yet. I'm trying to remember what college it is. Emory, I think. Columbia, maybe? Columbia or Emory University. They're Gaza encampment. Here you go. And this is a tiny one.
Let's say move back.
NYPD. Do not punch a cop. Just in case you're wondering.
Why are you doing this to me? Why are you doing this?
I'm just standing here. Why are you doing this to me? What are you doing? For what reason? I'm just standing on the sidewalk. What's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah. Amazing. I love this. This makes me so happy when I hear people crying like this. I can't even tell you guys. It literally makes my heart pour with glee. I love it. This is how shit needs to go. That's
how you handle this. You just take him to fucking jail.
Yeah.
Right? Just bye. You're going to jail. So anyway. So back to our previous. Oh, go ahead.
I wonder how long that little. I mean, because this seemed to be like eight people there.
Yeah, right.
On a sidewalk.
There was more than that. They were all around. That was that one little corner.
Gotcha.
I also wanted to share this because I thought you guys would appreciate it. Somebody cut together a video. And this goes back to a callback from our other day show. This is Jake Paul's workout in preparation for the Mike Tyson fight. And Mike Tyson's workout in preparation for the Mike Tyson fight. So I just want you guys to enjoy this. There's Jake. And hey, he looks pretty good, right? Light on his feet. Quick. You
know? Oh, my God. What, dude?
I'm sorry. He's how old? I don't care, dude.
I don't
care.
What the?
He's still fucking fast.
Listen, if Mike Tyson decided to ass rape you, there's nothing you could do.
Right. And Team Curtis, I'm with you. I can't. Reagan was great on a lot of things, but I think he let a lot of shit slide because his fucking vice president was the head of the CIA. And so I think he turned. I think he was willing to look the other way on shit. That's what I think. And Team Curtis, yes, I know you're ashamed of yourself for wanting to watch the Jake Paul Tyson fight, but I think we should all watch the Jake Paul. In fact, I think we should just fly you guys up here so we can have a live watch of the Jake Paul Tyson fight. Because I'm literally this is the biggest. I have not been this excited for a fight since. Probably I watched UFC 4 with Marco back when there was bare knuckles, no holds barred, guillotines, and
with fucking Tank Abbott.
No, it was before Tank Abbott.
Before Tank Abbott, yeah.
We were watching way before Tank Abbott. We watched before Hoist. We watched the one where Hoist came in.
Oh shit!
When it was three? Was that three?
Nut shots and eye gouging was still fucking legal.
When it was still legal, yeah, it was human cockfighting.
Oh, who was that one fucking He went on to do Pride. He's at that really big built fucking white dude, and he was with like the fucking head. UFC one or two. No, he didn't have a shaved head. Oh. He had hair, but he wore like really tight shorts. But then he went on to fight Pride and fucking won a shit ton of fights, and then went against this Asian dude. And they just beat the piss out of each other. Fucking
Dan, blah, 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 blah. Dan Severin.
Dan Severin.
they held each other's heads, like the back of each other's necks, and they started punching at each other. Is that the one you're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
That's good.
Good time. Dude, fuck.
That was good.
Awesome.
Good time.
All right. So, as we're ending tonight, I wanted to tell you guys something different. Plan this. I wanted to share something that I found that I thought you guys would appreciate. Somebody straight up took a photograph of their tablet.
Okay.
And it was them collecting all of the names they'd heard black people use for white people.
I'm interested.
Yes. So here is this collection, this somebody's collection, and they posted online that said, this is my friend's collection of all the names they've heard black people use for white people.
All right. I look forward to this.
Ghost thugs. Mm-hmm. Tater sauce tyrants.
Tater sauce tyrants. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they meant tighter sauce.
Like rice water.
Right. Okay. Whoa, that's racist.
To Asian. Lice landlords.
Okay.
Great value Europeans.
Strong.
Pigment challenged.
Oh.
Flavorless Twinkies. Sour cream citizens. Sun-bleached citizens.
Okay.
Cream cheese children.
All right.
Parchment paper. Crack rabbits.
crack rabbits. Okay, go ahead. Crack rabbits.
Sunshine suckers.
Okay.
Aloe apologists. Cloud creatures. Bleached whales.
Bleached whales. Okay.
Possessed salt.
Okay.
And seagull droppings.
I mean, seagull droppings are white.
No, cracker, honky.
I mean, no, I think these are like
the these are like original, ways. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So are we doing jokes?
I'm doing real with you.
Go ahead.
That was a little disappointing.
I mean, I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. some of them are a bit of a stretch, though. Some of them are a stretch.
A little bit. Let's see. Oh, my God. I have one that we should talk about, but we just can't talk about it tonight. It was a woman who was complaining that she woke up after her boyfriend had sex with her altered personality.
What?
Okay, well, wait. Okay, so she has multiple personalities.
She has multiple personality disorders.
And she wakes up into a different personality B, we'll say, and her boyfriend had just fucked personality A.
Right. And she was mad.
We got to dive into this.
Mm-hmm.
We got to dive into this.
We got to get into that one. Let's see.
Dive in, Dick.
Kim Curtis says UFC was started by the Gracies. Okay. So Hoist was at 1, 2, 3, and 4. I thought Hoist didn't come in until like 3, but I could be wrong. And then you guys, we want to play Make Chuck Chuck again, but two things. One, Matt has to be here. Matt controls the Make Chuck Chuck feed. So if you guys email stuff, which you should email to lockroommailbag@gmail.com, direct messages, stuff like that. So we can do that. But you guys got to up your game because some of the shit that's been sent in is weak. Very weak. I mean, we were just talking about having sex with a girl on her period, and that made him want to throw up. So
I posted in a story of what would make me fucking vomit. Mm-hmm. And I was having a hard time putting the story together because it was so fucking bad.
Okay. Should we go with Big Joke Energy or should we end with a couple of single moms?
Just give me two single moms.
A couple single moms. Okay, here we go.
The ship is on shore already.
All right. Oh my God. Sorry. I have the wrong one queued up. That's not the right one. Let's see. Where is it? Here we go. All right. Claire, 30. Hey, plus size babe, looking for an eggplant peach with my husband or a cow-cow situation.
Cow-cow?
That I'm just reading the emojis, baby.
I understand.
Cow-cow situation. Match with me to learn more. I'm super fun. Vibe pretty well with almost everyone. Big time texter. Ladies and gentlemen, do you have any guesses on how what Claire is? What Claire looked like?
She's gonna be like 5'2" and about 300. About 280.
Winner winner chicken dinner. Marco calling it. She has gotta be about 5'2" and about 280.
Yeah, that's Claire's not her name. I know that chick.
Oh, I just, I, Claire, if you're listening, which I hope you're not, but also if you are, I want to know. I think I get the eggplant peach.
Yeah, she wants to be the piece of meat in the rotisserie chicken.
Right,
stuck on both ends and the spun.
The spit, right.
Right.
But I don't get the cow. The two heifers? You want to be the other heifer?
The other heifer.
She wants to get milked.
Okay.
I don't know.
Here we go. Let's go with
I don't know what the cow one is.
I didn't know that one. Let's go with Johanna or Jonna. Jonna, not even Johanna. Jonna. 36.
Jonna's penis.
Just relocated states after leaving a 2-year relationship. Literally have been in VB since March 28th. With that said, I'm mainly looking for people to hang out with
and
smoke. Since I know some random dude is going to try anyway, I'm 36 with 3 kids.
What?
6 bonus children.
Oh, she's making money.
And 2 grandchildren. I have been divorced 3 times.
What's with 6 bonus chickens?
Stepkids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've been divorced 3 times with 2 ex-husbands and 1 baby daddy. How you been divorced 3 times with 2 ex-husbands? You married the same fucking
math
twice?
Math.
You married the same fucking twice?
Do the math on the that fucking 2 grandchildren.
Math, 2 grandchildren at 36, homie. Stop the press. I want to get off. Let's see.
Bust my 1 out of 15?
Wait, here we go. My mental health issues are a mile long. So unless you can deal with bat emoji, shit emoji, crazy, move along. 420 friendly, and occasionally I like to be a human backpack.
I carry your ass.
No, bitch, get the fuck off.
Ooh. That's her.
Ooh, fucking, she disgusting.
Tell it like it is, Chuck. Tell it like it
damn,
is.
Damn, she busted.
Chuck, yeah, it's busted.
Yeah, that looks like a $2 hooker after a $200 night. I'm just saying.
You're gonna get herpes on your back if you put it on your back, dude. That's disgusting.
That's not even the finest pick out of the fucking trailer park.
No.
C squad.
Okay. I wonder if somebody's gonna notice this, but I won't. I'll wait and see if somebody can pick the hidden gem out in this one. This is Manda, 23. Currently in prison. I get out in 9 months. If you're looking to be here for me and help me out, $$$$, while I'm down, hit me up. Please don't hit me up if you're not serious. If you are serious about taking care of me, add my snap. Should we add her? Should we give her snap out?
How do you have a snap in jail? Anyway, go ahead.
She probably got it before jail. At Mandalee691. Do not message me if you aren't serious. If you add me on snap, then you must want to spend money. And when she's not in jail, she's a grocery stalker at Dollar General.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen. Manda.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I saw her on fucking Facebook, dude. No. She filmed a video about fucking she's getting ready to get out, and you should fucking gave out her number and everything on fucking jail, the jail number.
She's serious as a heart attack about it. It's these jail girls are no joke. All right.
I mean, we're one step away from jail girls having fucking OnlyFans.
I'm pretty sure that at some point there's going to be a lawsuit where girls will be like, I need to be able to put up OnlyFans and make money while I'm in jail. That's wrong for me not to be. Why am I doing it in that voice? It's not.
I don't know. No, it doesn't even go with that.
I need to be able to
get. Hey, just drop it. Just drop it. Just drop it. Just let it go. Dude. Excuse me, officer, while I whip this out.
I need to be able to do my OnlyFans from jail, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's going to be lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. Any complaints, comments, or concerns, please email Attention Thomas, as Ray says, at lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. You could also leave a voicemail at 509-903-9020. You can leave us a voice message, and if it's saucy enough, we may call you back live on the show. We do yeah. not care what time it is where you're at.
We don't.
If it's saucy enough, we're going to do it. Yeah, we've done it before. We will do it again. What was that comment from the listener? I'm sorry, from
Death Punch said, "Shit, she's my age. Let me see what this cycle looks like." Well, we did. And
did you miss it, Death Punch? Put it back up for Death Punch.
Oh, God damn it! I got rid of it. It's gone.
Did you really get rid of it? Sorry.
Hey, you know what's funny, dude? Is that you know when you like screenshot all these things? Mm-hmm. I was looking at my Google documents or whatever the other day.
Yeah.
And I was trying to find some old photos to like post from when I took on the job. And I was going back far, and the next thing I know, it was like these chicks on there, and like it looked like screenshots of fucking not Instagrams, but like Tinder profiles. And my wife was sitting next to me. She's like, "Who the fuck is that?" And I was like, "I have no fucking idea." So I just kept scrolling. And it was just more of them. And I was like, "Okay."
Oh my god!
That's what she was yelling about him at the beginning of the show. By the way,
I was like, "I don't know what that was." And she's like, "Was that your ex?" That went back later, and I was like, "Oh, because our emails are linked."
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
So I get a lot of your screenshots.
That's funny. And scary.
My wife was like, "Who the fuck is that?" I was like, "I have no idea."
Dude, you look at I don't know. Okay, so Chuck and I share the locker the War Stories account, and I don't run it. Chuck does most of the posting on there, but I'll check it and I'll answer messages and stuff. Marco, let me tell you. You know how depending on what you click on is what populates in your feed?
No, absolutely.
Our feed of reels is nothing but chicks doing titty jiggles.
God bless America.
I'm not searching it.
God bless America.
I go through. I'm like, what the fuck? I have to refresh the page on like the search like fucking six times just to get like cop shit or stuff to pop up.
Sure.
Fuck.
Right. Listen, man. I fucking scroll through so much shit so fast, and I see the titty jiggles come up. Today I stopped on one. It was actually impressive.
Oflation, bro.
Oflation. Titty's getting bigger and jiggling.